fashion is more than just cheap clothing. It's a business model that's built on producing massive amounts of clothes really quickly and selling them at super low prices.
It started in the 1990s and exploded with brands like Zara, H&M, and Forever 21. They changed the game by turning fashion into a constant cycle instead of just a few seasons a year.
Now some stores drop new collections every single week. That means there's always something new to buy, and people feel like they have to keep up.
And to keep prices low and shelves full, fast fashion brands rely on the cheapest labor possible. That often means outsourcing to factories in countries where wages are low, regulations are weak, and safety doesn't come first.
These companies cut corners in every way, cheap fabrics, unpaid overtime, and yes, even using children to meet their deadlines.
Fast fashion doesn't just encourage people to buy more, it depends on it. It thrives on the idea that clothes are disposable, where once spread out, buy more.
And the result? Mountains of textile waste, environmental damage, and millions of kids pulled out of school to help support families who aren't getting paid enough.
So when we say fast fashion, we're not just talking about affordable clothes. We're talking about a system that is designed for profit, not people. So let's start with the basics. Why are kids even working in clothing factories?
It starts with their parents. In countries like Bangladesh, Egypt, or India, adults working in fast fashion factories earn incredibly low wages, often less than $3 a day. According to All Asia Human Rights, around 75 million people work in this industry, but fewer than 2% earn a living wage.
That's not even enough to cover.
Exactly. And while public schools might exist, families still have to pay for things like uniforms, school supplies, and transportation. Many parents simply can't afford that.
So instead of going to school, kids end up going to work?
Yes, it's survival. Parents need every hand they can get to make ends meet. And some factories ignore child labor laws, especially in places where enforcement is weak.
And that means these kids don't get an education and grow up stuck in the same low-paying jobs as their parents.
That's a poverty cycle in action, and it's not small. According to the ILO, child labor in fashion increased by 8.4 million kids in just 4 years, which is a total of 160 million kids working worldwide. There's probably a million reasons why we should stop supporting fast fashion, but I'll give you a few.
Okay, I'm listening.
Almost 1 in 10 children worldwide are denied proper nutrition, education, and even time to play. Imagine growing up without those basic rights.
That's heartbreaking. I can't imagine that being my life.
And over half of them are involved in hazardous labor things, like working with chemicals, carrying heavy loads, or operating dangerous machines. Some of them are as young as 10, working 12-hour days.
That's horrible. I didn't know it was that extreme.
It is, and many companies don't want us to know. But just because it's hidden doesn't mean it isn't happening.
Let's shift gears. We've talked a lot about what's wrong with the fast fashion system, but are their brands actually doing things right?
Yes, and one example is Coton. They're a clothing company that's trying to flip their fashion model completely.
Coton works directly with cotton farmers in Egypt, and instead of just paying the lowest price, they build long-term relationships. They pay fair wages and provide training so farmers can grow cotton sustainably.
And here's how we can expect education. Coton reinvests some of their profits into building schools and funding programs for kids in those farming communities.
They've already helped build over 15 schools in rural Egypt and supported over 100,000 people in the supply chain. That means the kids whose families grow the cotton are being pulled out of school or going to school.
And their clothes are made in certified ethical factories where workers are treated with dignity. They also use organic cotton, which means fewer chemicals and less harmful to the environment.
So, instead of stealing childhoods, Coton is giving them back. Every shirt you buy from them actually helps break the poverty cycle instead of feeding it.
It's proof that fashion doesn't have to hurt people to be successful. You can still have a good style and do good at the same time.
And if more brands operated like this, imagine how different the fast fashion world would be.
Let's dig deeper into what happens when kids are denied an education. It's not just about missing school, it's also about losing your future.
Without education, these kids are stuck. No skill, no job options, and no chance to move up in life.
They can't apply for good jobs or even understand their legal rights. That leaves them wide open to being taken advantage of again and again.
And when uneducated kids grow up and compare, their children are likely to face the same problems. It's generational.
Education breaks the cycle. Without it, the cycle keeps spinning.
Also, education is about confidence and hope. These kids are being robbed of that.
So fast fashion isn't just costing kids their childhood. It's stealing a chance to imagine something better. All right, final thoughts. What are you taking away from this?
Cheap doesn't always mean harmless. Somebody always pays the price.
We need to remember the people behind our clothes, especially the kids who should be learning and not laboring.
I want to make better choices, even small ones like buying less clothes or thrifting more.
Same here. We may not change the world overnight, but we can change what we support with our money and attention.
Thanks for listening to the Hidden Cost of Fast Fashion.